Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to It's All White, our weekly Fulham podcast. My name's Robert Warlow. I'm joined here today by our Fulham writer, Ryan O'Donovan.
Hello.
Hello, Ryan. And also joining us is QPR writer for Get West London, Phil Spencer.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Phil. So, Fulham, the juggernaut continues and they beat the league leaders, Ryan. What a result that was at the weekend.
Yeah, another fantastic result to make it 12 unbeaten. I was calling it a bonus result. When we had this fixture of six games, whatever it was, I just thought, right, you know, Villa, Bristol, those are big games. But the Wolves one, because they're so far ahead, you know, it'll be a bit of a bonus result. It won't matter too much if they lose. You know, you won't look at it too badly if the result went away. But to play as they did, and you know, to be honest, Wolves didn't really have a sniff of the game the entire 90 minutes. Fulham were fantastic. They played well from midfield. You know, back was solid. Tim Ream was absolutely immense. And then you had Alexander Mitrovic being an absolute pain in the backside up top and scoring a wonderful goal. So, yeah, I think the momentum truly is with Fulham now. They don't look under any pressure at all, even though they're chasing promotion. They look like they're enjoying every single minute of it, which is what you want. And, you know, to absolutely pummel the lead leaders like that is a really special result.
Would you say it was a statement of intent?
I'd say the Villa one was more a statement of intent last week. You know, I think Villa had won seven games on the bounce. And they came to Craven Cottage looking to make that gap, I think it was to 10 points or something like that. And Fulham completely battered them as well and said to the rest of the league, look, we're here, we mean business now. So I think the Villa one was more of a statement of intent than Wolves. Wolves was just the icing on the cake for them.
We say that obviously that, you know, the momentum is with them, but there's still incredibly work to do, isn't there? You know, they're not favourites for automatic promotion, you know, despite the form that they're in.
Yeah, they can't rest on their laurels, and I think they can't be accused of doing that either, because there's, you know, the Villa win, they could have said, right, we're well in it now and took the foot off the gas. They didn't. They went to Bristol and had a really hard-fought battle there with a lot of long balls going into the box that they managed to deal with. They got a point from that. Then they came into this game and won it as well. So I don't think they can be accused of, you know, resting on their laurels or anything like that. But it is, you know, they got to keep this going. The law of averages to me says they're going to lose at some stage. They can't go the rest of the season unbeaten. But, you know, there's, what is it, 8 points now to Cardiff? I think it might be a bit too much to do. But if they keep carrying on like they're doing, you know, it won't be 8 points come the end of the season.
Mm. I mean, and they've still got the chance to overhaul Derby this weekend when they play them. I mean, Villa, it's only 4 point gap to them in third. So you can still see them climbing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely going to be climbing. I mean, I can't see him losing too many more games between now and the end of the season, and Derby presents another really good opportunity to take some points off some rivals. We all said at the start of this period, like, what a tough period this is going to be for Fulham, but at the moment they haven't found it tough. You know, they've took every game in their stride, and at the moment, you know, you can see them doing the same at Derby and then against Sheffield United on Tuesday night. There's no reason to think that they're going to go to Derby and fear them, because Derby seem to be on a little bit of a wobble themselves at the moment. So they'll be really confident. They're going to be backed by like over 1,500 fans up there, and they're going to go to Pride Park after last season losing 4-2 there during the same sort of run. They'll look to, you know, to put things right and continue this amazing run of form.
Phil, I suppose you can't help but be impressed by Fulham's run at the moment.
No, I mean, what is it? 12 games 12 unbeaten
now, yeah.
At the moment. I mean, yeah, I've watched the Championship for a number of seasons, and there's always a team that come out of absolutely nowhere and end up challenging for those top two spots. And I think at the moment you've got to say that that's Fulham, based on how they've been at the moment. I mean, if you look at the league table at the moment, where before Christmas, where Fulham were, they would have probably been
17th.
they'd have been in that group of teams at the moment, around Leeds, around Brentford, just like a few points away from the playoffs and that kind of thing. But this run of form that they've been on, it's just like catapulted them right up there. Looking at the league table at the moment, you'd think that something's going to have to go dramatically wrong for them to drop out of that top six altogether. And obviously the results over the last couple of weeks against some of the bigger hitters in the league have been crucial for them. But at the same time, I think now they've almost got that target on their backs a little bit, in the fact that they are the informed team in the Championship. A lot of people are going, wow, Fulham are really impressive. And so now that they've got a couple of weeks where they're playing teams which they probably should be winning, there's probably going to be a different kind of pressure on those games, because I don't think a lot of people would have gone into the games against Aston Villa and the games against Wolves and gone, Fulham should be winning this game. The fact that they have done has almost been a little bit of a bonus, but then going into these games, it's like Fulham will be expected to get 3 points in each of these games. And yeah, it's just a different kind of pressure that they're going into in this next phase of the season.
Do you agree with that, Ryan? Do you think there'd be a different sort of mindset for not only for Fulham, but the teams facing them in the coming weeks?
Yeah, I think they do have a target on their backs, in the sense now that they're in the playoff places. But I think, unlike the likes of, you know, Bristol City, who are definitely there to be shot at, I think teams are looking at Fulham and thinking, Jesus, I don't want to play them, because they are doing so good. Like, even if you go further back, it's 2 defeats in 16 now, back to when they were, you know, the last Wolf game where they lost comfortably. And that is just, it's stunning form, you know. You don't get that too often. And instead of teams thinking, right, we're going to shoot at Fulham, they're a bit like, I hope Fulham don't put 3, 4, 5 by us, because they are that good. So, yeah, they're definitely there to have a target on their back, but I don't think it's the same sort of target that the likes of Bristol City, Wolves have, in that, yeah, this would be a good scalp. I think teams are genuinely scared of playing Fulham at the moment.
I suppose the next few weeks, you know, while they've got themselves now into that top six and, you know, looking fairly safe in it, You would say that if they could pick up results against Sheffield United and Preston, that will just sort of confirm almost the playoff position, and then allow them to, you know, propel themselves to try and push for the automatic.
Yeah, I think at the moment they still need to be looking behind them and making sure they get as much space between them and the teams chasing the playoffs as possible. So although a result against Derby will be great for them going forward and higher up the table, I think runs against Sheffield United on Tuesday and Preston after that are as important, because they need, I think it's 7 points now, but they need a bigger gap so they can really go into the end bit of the season looking up rather than backwards. Because, you know, if a few results don't go their way, they'll drop into the playoffs and that's fine. But if they don't have that gap, then they could drop out altogether, and it would be unjust with the form they've been on recently for them not to be in the playoffs come the end of the season.
But you look at that after those three games, Derby, Sheffield United and Preston, if they can come through them still unbeaten, I mean, you'd back them to win most, if not all, of the next remaining games.
Yeah, the sky's really the limit. You know, we'll see when they play QPR in the West London Derby, because West London Derbies, everyone knows form go out the window. So what would they be then? If they go unbeaten, that'd be 15 unbeaten. But it won't count for anything against QPR at Craven Cottage. But, you know, you would certainly back them if they go 15 games unbeaten. You know, you can't not back them, because it is such good run of form. And I don't think any team has had that this season.
When you look at who else is, you know, there as rivals in the sort of promotion shake-up, I mean, yes, I know we say about still looking behind them, but if you do look ahead of them as well and allow yourself to do that, do you think that Cardiff can be caught?
I don't think Fulham will catch Cardiff. I think there's too much to do now. I think there's 8 points. Fulham don't play them again either. I know people are saying they've got Derby, Wolves and Villa in a row, but I can see Cardiff grinding out results against at least two of those teams. So no, I don't think Cardiff can be caught. And if they're going to be caught by anyone, it's going to be Villa for me. I still think it's Cardiff-Villa for that second spot. Probably leaning more towards Villa myself. So you'd be happy with playoffs. I know Fulham don't have a good record in the playoffs, but they've got last season's experience. And like everyone said, no one wants to play Fulham. I mean, they didn't really want to play them last season, but this season they're even better. They're not playing as good a football, but they're grinding out results. They're playing, you know, different kind of football. And they've got Mitrovic up top, which adds that different dimension. And they look more balanced than they did. So, no, I don't think they're going to get automatic promotion. But I don't see any reason why they can't win the playoffs.
How much of a difference has Mitrovic made?
I think he's made a huge difference. You know, he's that focal point for Fulham. They didn't really have that before. And now they've got a Serbian battering ram up there that can, you know, play with the ball at his chest, play with people at his back, and then turn him on a sixpence and smash it in the bottom corner. So I think he's the striker Fulham have been lacking for a couple of seasons now. You know, he wins the ball deep, but then he busts the gut to get into the box and get on the end of the crosses. So he's made a massive difference. But for me, the biggest difference has been Target. I know he's not the most, you know, glamorous of names. He's not in the most glamorous positions at left back, but him coming in, I know he's only been there since January, but I think he could be their signing of the season. He's added that balance to the side. You know, most of the attacks when in the early part of the season came down Fulham's right, by down Fredericks, and they didn't really have the left back. We had Ryan Sessegnon on there, but he's not quite the same going forward from that far back as he is further up. So I think having Target down, allowing Ryan Sessegnon to go further forward, Target adds, you know, he has that overlapping sense, he adds balls into the box, and he has a defensive side to him as well. So Don Mitrovic is a great focal point. I think Target at left back has been absolutely superb since signing, and I think he's the best signing of the season, even though he's been there since January.
Mm. Phil, I mean, obviously Ryan Sessegnon does get the headlines quite often for Fulham, doesn't he, particularly in recent weeks. But
particularly from us.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. And all the Nationals.
But do you think that it is about more than just him at Fulham at the moment? Obviously, that, you know, that it's not, they're not a one-man team, are they? They've got threats across the pitch.
Absolutely not. I mean, they've got... you just look at the team from 1 to 11, and it probably is one of the best starting 11s in the Championship in terms of strength. I mean, Ryan Sessegnon is getting a lot of the plaudits at the moment, but you can't look away from the other members in the team. You mentioned Mitrovic there as well. You look at Tom Kearney, Johansson, you look at the defence as well. I think it's just a really strong unit. I think taking away what happened in the first half of the season where it was all a little bit patchy, I think you just look at the team and it looks a lot more solid and it looks a lot more effective than even what it did at this time last season, in my opinion. And while Ryan's saying that the football might not be as entertaining, it doesn't need to be entertaining at this point in the season. It's just about being effective, and you almost need that ability to grind out results. You could use Arsenal as a typical stereotype, like not so much at the moment, but a couple of years back they were playing really nice football. So when they were winning 4-5-0, but they can't grind out a victory for Toffee. So you look at Fulham, and that's just something that they need to do now that they've got a little bit more grit about them in those games which they aren't going to win 4-5-0. If they can grind out a 1-0 or a 2-1 and it not be glamorous, but it goes in off Mitrovic's backside and they get the winner, that's what they need to do at this stage of the season.
Do you think that's one thing that has been key to this improvement, though, is the defensive solidity and how they have been able to grind out results or, you know, close out games?
Yeah, I think there's a number of things. Obviously, you know, the team are keeping more clean sheets recently, which is obviously going to help. But, you know, there's a whole range of things. The team seem to know their roles a bit better. Coming into those first few months, you know, with Kearney missing especially, the team didn't really know what their roles were, especially midfield, like who was going to be stepping into Kearney's boots. And, you know, now they seem to know their roles much better. Norwood stepped in and did a fantastic job when Kearney was out because he stepped into Kearney's role and he knew what he was doing. So I think there's that. And I think there's fitness as well. You know, Fulham play a really dominant style of football. They like to get on the ball and absolutely dominate the opponent. But to do that for 90 plus minutes, you have to be extremely fit. And I don't think the fitness was there those first few months, but midway through the season, you know, you're at your peak of your fitness. And now they can go, whereas before they were conceding late goals a lot, now they're going through to 95 minutes and absolutely, you know, dominating sides. And I think that's helped a lot. So I think it's a whole combination of things all molded together, added with, you know, three really good signings in January and a bit more belief in themselves that they can go and do it. And I think all of that has created the juggernaut that you see today.
And obviously, like you say, they have got that experience of last season when they got to the playoffs, so that could stand them in good stead depending on where they end up.
Yeah, I think it will serve them well, and I think Djukanovic having that under his belt as well will serve it, as Phil mentioned, being able to grind out results. Because last season, though, they played some absolutely wonderful football. You know, you look at the Newcastle result, you look at the Huddersfield result, they played fantastic football, but then they'd struggle. Wolves beat them at the Cottage. Reading did a job of them in the playoffs because they stopped them playing that nice football. And I think Djukanovic will have learnt from that going into the playoffs that, yeah, you can't always play that nice football. And now they're grounding out results as well. You know, you add those two together and I think the playoffs will be a completely different kettle of fish this side around, because they're not trying to play that wonderful football that can get stumped out by a Yap Stam or a Neil Warnock side. You know, Fulham destroyed Cardiff on Boxing Day, even though Neil Warnock was playing that Neil Warnock brand of football. Mm. So I think coming into the playoffs this time round, the whole team will have learnt from last season and it could well be a different story.
How do you see it, Phil, in terms of the teams that are obviously there, and you know, if the table was to finish as it is, and the four sides that are currently in the playoff positions, Villa, Derby, Fulham and Bristol City, I mean, if it was those four in there, I mean, who would you be your favourites to go up?
I don't know, it's hard to say from those four. I mean, I'd probably initially look at Aston Villa or potentially Fulham to get the victory, but then yeah, you look at Bristol City and they've fallen away a little bit recently. I personally think that they've been a little bit distracted by all of the media hype that surrounded their Carabao Cup antics, if you want to call them that. Yes, I think they have been a little bit distracted by that. But then you look at those kind of games, those high pressure games, and maybe the experience of playing against the teams like Man United and Man City over two legs, that could work to their advantage in that kind of environment. But I think when it gets to the time for the playoffs, it does become a little bit of a lottery. I think form goes out the window again once the playoffs come around. Even if Fulham were, say, unbeaten up until then, and they happen to fall into the playoffs, it doesn't really mean anything in those games, because the playoffs are decided by those really fine margins. It's about who can handle those high pressure occasions the best. But I think based on obviously what Fulham did last season, it's same manager, quite a lot of the same players. You'd like to think that they'd have learned from that experience, and then they can maybe take that experience into this year, and they'll be in a much better place if they were to fall into the playoff places.
I think, Ryan, you've said on this podcast before that you would probably, of all the, if we include Cardiff in this as well, making the assumption that Wolves still are going to go up automatically, you've said that Cardiff would probably be the one team Fulham wouldn't want to face in the playoffs.
Well, I wouldn't want to face Cardiff. Yeah, I don't know about Fulham, but I wouldn't want Fulham to face Cardiff. And I think after seeing Bristol City on Wednesday night, I'd put Bristol City in that same category, and that is two, you know, big sides that like to get balls forward and like to, you know, be a bit physical, and it's not pretty to watch, but it's effective. So I think Fulham would perhaps struggle a bit more against those two, although they did do a job against Cardiff on Boxing Day and they dealt well with that threat against Bristol on Wednesday. But I just think, you know, playing against Villa, playing against Derby, they'll look to play football as well, and that's where Fulham really hurt sides. So I think personally I'd rather a Derby or a Villa as opposed to a Cardiff or Bristol City, but you know, they got to beat whatever is put in front of them, to be honest. But let's hope they go up automatically instead.
Well, obviously they can boost their chances of that against Derby on the weekend. I mean, do you see that being it's obviously going to be a tough game, but do you see Fulham almost as favourites going into it?
Maybe, but then again, you know, it's Derby at home. Derby have had a great season, so I don't know if they're favourites, but I wouldn't say really confident. I'm fairly confident going into the game that, you know, Fulham can get the victory against them.
I mean, even a point wouldn't be the worst result, but I suppose if they are going to have any chance of catching Cardiff and overhauling them, they've probably got to win this.
Yeah, I'd say they have to win this if they want chance of second place, but yeah, a point wouldn't be the worst. So long as they stay unbeaten, I think they'll be pretty happy with a draw or a win.
And then obviously they would take that into Sheffield United and Preston, which, as you said before, that they would be the sort of games that would help them consolidate top six.
Yeah, and I think that's the most important thing, is consolidating that top six. You know, if they go out, draw against Derby and then beat Sheffield United and Preston, they've got a great haul from that run of six games. And as you said, the remaining fixtures aren't the toughest, with all due respect to the teams they've got to play. So they'll be pretty, you know, confident that they can go on and actually get automatic promotion, because they'll know they're more than a match for any of those sides they've got to play.
We'll get some predictions from both of you. Firstly, for the game, and also looking a little bit further ahead, where you think Fulham will finish. So we'll start with Phil.
I think against Derby, I think I'll go with a draw for that one. I think, yeah, Derby aren't up there by luck, to be honest. They're also a really good team, and for me, the fact that they're playing at home, I make Derby favourites for the game this weekend. But at the same time, that can work to Fulham's advantage in the fact that the pressure isn't on them. Yeah, I'll go for a 1-1 draw for this weekend. In terms of the season, I think Fulham will make the playoffs and they'll finish third or fourth. I think they'll at the top end of the playoffs, maybe possibly just miss out on automatic, just because they might have hit that form just a tad too late in terms of catching the top two.
Is that fair, Ryan?
Yeah, I'll go with a 1-1 draw at Derby as well, and I'll go with Fulham finishing fourth in the and going in the playoffs.
Okay, well, we'll see if those predictions come true.
Such a copycat.
So Ryan will be at Pride Park this weekend, and also at Craven Cottage next week on Tuesday night.
Yep.
So we'll be bringing you another It's All White podcast next week. Thank you for listening, and we will catch you then.